Joy Time, an exclusive presentation of the Woman's Clinic, 244 Coatesland Drive in Jackson, featuring Joy Green, a working wife and a mother of two young children in Jackson. How about some encouragement for all you moms trying to balance your busy schedules with victorious living? Here's Joy.
Lately, my family has been on the go even more than usual. I do not like it when I feel stretched for time, but between sports events, family events, gathering with friends, and activities at my kids' school, I haven't spent enough time at home lately, and it's evident by the piles of laundry on the floor. Our schedules are full, and I guess that's why when the latest Bible study rolls out at church, we're quick to say, "I'd love to go, but I just don't have the time." Ever said that? Oh, I have. Listen to what we read in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." When we take a look at our family calendars, it's wise for us to assess how much time we're devoting to our walk with the Lord and with other believers. We're encouraged to meet together and encourage one another in the Lord. A great way to do this is through a small group Bible study or a Sunday school class. It's so easy to say, "I just don't have time," but the truth is, we decide what goes on our calendar, and we typically do the things that really matter to us. If it's been a while since you've been a part of a small group or a Bible study, why don't you get back involved? Couldn't you use some godly encouragement and a time to grow in your knowledge of God? Don't delay. Find a Bible study or Sunday school class to join and draw closer to God.
Joy Time with Joy Green is a weekday exclusive presentation at this time of the Woman's Clinic in Jackson at 244 Coatesland Drive. For more joy,
visit Joy Time Ministries at joytimeministries.org. I would like to thank you for joining me today for Joy Time. It's an encouraging word from God's Word.